Hello, and thank you for joining us for 10 Minute Tuesday. My name is Wendy Douglas, and today is February 16th of 2021, where you are enjoying the frozen tundra of Carthage, Missouri. We're going to do our best to give you the news, events, weather, and sports from Carthage, Missouri in less than 10 minutes on Tuesday. But first, we want to see some of your family pics. How are you spending your time this week? Show us the good, bad, and ugly photos in the comments, and we are giving away a gift card to Mother Road Coffee for our favorite pic, or a random pic, either one. We do have a winner from last week, and we're going to send her a card. And we didn't have a second winner. No one submitted a sports meme. So we do have extra gift cards to Mother Road Coffee that we'll be giving away. Our show is sponsored by Jeff Hodkin from American Family Insurance. And I'll tell you what I found on Jeff's site today, and we've included it in some of our stories. There's lots of information on the American Family Insurance website regarding how to prevent frozen pipes, how to treat frozen pipes. And also I found something about protecting your roof and preventing or removing dams that happen when the icicles fall. So that seemed to be really useful information for this week. And our top headline this week, of course, is the severe weather in Carthage that's causing changing conditions. And we do have information. The story is featured called Severe Weather in Carthage. And that featured story has information about warming shelters like the Crisis Center and Fair Acres Family Y are both available for warming centers during the day. And we also have additional safety tips on how to shelter in place, building a safety kit, preventing fires, carbon monoxide safety, as well as information from our utility companies like Carthage Water and Electric, Spire, and other additional winter storm safety tips. So please head on over to Severe Weather in Carthage on CarthageNewsOnline.com for more details. And in other news, the Missouri Housing Development Commission released information today regarding the state of Missouri's new rental assistance program using funding from the Emergency Rental Assistance Program that was passed through in December of 2020. On February 11th, Governor Parsons signed into law House Bill 16, which provides more than $324 million in funding for rental and utility assistance for Missourians. There's also links on details on how to apply for that information. So keep an eye out to your local nonprofits. And if you are in need of assistance, reach out and let someone file those papers for you. Also, we have information about what to do after your COVID-19 vaccine. Of course, that was released by the Missouri Extension Center in conjunction with the Missouri COVID vaccine efforts. And in other news, we have David for sports.
Hope everybody's enjoying this fantastic weather out there. It's snowing. And going to continue to snow some more. Anywho, here's a look at some sports. A little bit of shuffling around last week weather-wise, but we're able to get some games in. Carthage boys and girls basketball played Saturday at Carthage High School. This was rescheduled senior night from earlier in the week. Both teams came away victorious there. The boys beat Neosho 57-47, and the girls won 63-48. Good job there. The boys' game, Max Templeman led the team with 20 points. And in that girls' game, Haley Fullerton had a game high of 26 points. We have heard of both those names leading and scoring quite a bit this year. So great job there individually, and great job as a team to win both games on senior night. On Friday, the girls fell to Willard 60-43. Brenner Rehm led the Tigers there with 14 points. And let's look at that, a name other than Haley Fullerton. So good job there. The Willard girls are 18-1. So yeah, that was a tough game for them. 5-0 in the COC, and they're ranked first in Class 5. So tough match for the girls. The boys also fell to Willard on Friday, 73-61. Max Templeman led the team there with 26 points. Great job, Max. They were scheduled to be in Branson earlier this week, but those games are postponed due to the lovely weather again. We'll have to see how the rest of the week plays out, and we will try to keep you guys updated. Taking a look at wrestling, they got their match in on Saturday at Ozark for the district tournament. Several advanced to the sectional tournament, which will be held on February 27th. Those are Dylan Huntley, Braden Tate, Carlos Reyes, Kip Caster, Dagan Sappington, Eli Sneed, Davion King, Braxton Tate, Gray Pettigrew, Luke Gall, and Kanan Vogt. So congratulations to those guys there on moving on to the sectionals. In overall scoring, Carthage had 187 points, which was second, just barely behind Ozark with 191.5 points. So again, good job there as a team and good job individuals. And then, so last weekend, the girls swimming competed in the Southwest Missouri Championships. They finished fifth overall out of 23 teams, which is a good job. So like top finishing was Madison Riley, second in the 100-yard butterfly, and then the 200 freestyle relay team of Riley, Cassidy Smith, Aubrey Santillan, and Hope Foltz finished fourth overall. So great job there. That's all I have. We'll see again how the rest of the week shakes out. Game-wise, weather-wise, bundle up, conserve energy. I saw Carthage Water Electric earlier had said they're asking people to cut back on the energy they're outputting. So, yeah, let's do that. So be safe, and we'll see you guys later. Thanks.
And the featured story this week seems to be Carthage Water and Electric Plant. That team is working tirelessly for Carthage, Missouri. They've experienced unprecedented amount of power usage and also some water issues regarding main breaks. I talked to Chuck Bryant yesterday, and there were four main breaks yesterday, and I think I've followed two online today. We have a little bit of an interview from Chuck Bryant where he does ask the community to try to conserve a little bit on electricity during this time. We've touched on a few times regarding the rolling blackouts at night. I thought Melissa had a good angle regarding what can we do to prevent. And you've touched on this in other lives. You've really stressed taking care of your people and your property, but slim down where you can.
Oh yeah, no, we want everybody to be safe. Safety is first. That's our primary focus with our employees here as we send them out in the community to do the work they need to be done is safety first at all times. And Melissa, for you and all those girls you got there, let's keep them safe too by making sure that you have your house warm and you don't have the busted pipes because you've turned it down too low or it's too cold. So, but yes, any non-essential device that you can unplug, if it's got an LED light on it, you can unplug it. All of that begins to help in the big picture. So certainly turn that thermostat down to a temperature at which you can handle through the night. And then unplug devices or things that you don't need running. And that will play a part in helping us get through the night.
And again, I really appreciate Chuck's time for that interview. He was really passionate to communicate to people to take care of your people, take care of your property, but do try to conserve a little bit on energy, whether it's turning the thermostat down a little bit, making sure extra lights are turned off, things like that. So let's do our best to help the team that's working the hardest for us right now. Thanks so much, Carthage Water and Electric Plant. And to keep up with their latest updates, please go to Facebook.com and find CWEP and follow their Facebook page. That's really going to give you the greatest information about any power shortages and changes in the utility programs they offer. Also, this Friday, we are hosting the Carthage Community Foundation to talk to us a little bit about the Community Foundation of the Ozarks and give us some information about how their programs work and how we can work together to help Carthage. And also, there's Kaleidoscope from Art Central, and that will be Friday and Saturday from noon to 5. And with that, we're going to sign out, and thank you so much for joining us today on 10 Minute Tuesday.